Unit 3. We're jogging at Griffith Park. Vocabulary in context. Exercise E. Listen again and repeat.
1. Why don't we try to get more exercise? 2. Don't you go to the gym every day? 3. You need to exercise more. Four. I want to go for a run. Five. Do you want to go jogging? Six. Do you like to swim? Seven. Why don't we go to the park? Eight. She needs to get more sleep.
Listening in context. Exercise A. Read the questions below. Listen to the news report for the correct answers.
This is Rebecca Johnson reporting for KGEO News in Los Angeles. Leading our features tonight, Americans are eating more. In 1995, 72 million Americans were considered overweight and obese. Today, a total of 97 million are considered to be overweight and obese. Recently, the United States government did a special report on physical activity. The report says that 46% of Americans don't exercise regularly. The report also shows that 25% of Americans do not exercise at all. Americans need to exercise more.
Unit 4. They want a taller model. Warm up. Exercise C. Listen. Circle the names of the clothes you hear.
I like to wear casual clothes at home, a sweater and pants. But for work, I always wear more formal things, like a dress and a jacket, or a top and skirt.
Conversation. Can I try a shorter length? Exercise A. Listen and practice. Stacy and Casey are trying on clothes at a store.
So, how do those pants fit?
I think they're too long. Can I try a shorter length?
Sure. Here you are. They're on sale.
Thanks. Do you have a pair in green, too?
I'm sorry. We don't have that color in your size.
Look at me, Casey. I'm too short.
What are you talking about? We're not short.
Not you, me.
But we're twins. We're the same height, and we're not short. Stacy, what's the matter?
I didn't get the modeling job. They want a taller model. Casey, I need a better body.
That's crazy. You don't need a better body. You need a better job.
Yeah, right. That's what you say.
Grammar in context. Making comparisons. Pronunciation. Exercise C. Listen to each sentence. Pay attention to the rising intonation.
Which shirt, sir? The green one, next to those blue socks.
Exercise D. Listen and mark the rising intonation in each sentence.
1. The yellow one, next to those white tennis shoes. The yellow one, next to those white tennis shoes. 2. The gray one, next to those green shorts. The gray one, next to those green shorts. 3. The beige one, next to those black suits. The beige one, next to those black suits. 4. The green one, next to those brown shoes. The green one, next to those brown shoes. 5. The red one, next to those blue skirts. The red one, next to those blue skirts.
Exercise E. Listen again and repeat.
1. The yellow one, next to those white tennis shoes. 2. The gray one, next to those green shorts. 3. The beige one, next to those black suits. 4. The green one, next to those brown shoes. 5. The red one, next to those blue skirts.
5. Listening in context. Exercise A. Listen to the advertisement for Warner's Department Store and write the number of the floor where you can find the following items. Men's shirts. Shoes. T-shirts. Ladies' clothes.
Come to Warner's this weekend for our super weekend sale. Men's shirts on the fourth floor are up to 50% off original price. In the shoe department on the first floor, there are large reductions on most name brands, including tennis shoes. T-shirts for kids are 2-for-1 in children's wear on the third floor. And in the ladies' department on the second floor, we are giving away, yes, that's right, it's free, a silk scarf worth $20 with every purchase over $100. So hurry down to Warner's this Saturday and pick up a bargain.
Exercise B. True or false? Now listen again and circle the correct answer.
Come to Warner's this weekend for our super weekend sale. Men's shirts on the fourth floor are up to 50% off original price. In the shoe department on the first floor, there are large reductions on most name brands, including tennis shoes. T-shirts for kids are 2-for-1 in children's wear on the third floor. And in the ladies' department on the second floor, we are giving away, yes, that's right, it's free, a silk scarf worth $20 with every purchase over $100. So hurry down to Warner's this Saturday and pick up a bargain.
We'll be right back.
5. I love the holidays. Warm-up. Exercise B. Listen. What are they doing for the holidays? Write the number of the conversation next to the correct picture. Conversation 1.
What are you going to do for the holidays?
I'm going to visit my friends in Chicago.
Conversation 2.
What are you going to do for the holidays?
We're going to go see our mother. We're going to buy her a special gift.
Conversation 3.
What are you going to do for the holidays?
I'm going to make my family a special dinner.
Conversation. I bought the most beautiful silver necklace. Exercise A. Listen and practice.
Hi, Stacy. Are you going home? Can I help you with those bags?
I can give you a hand, too.
Thanks. That would be great. You're the best neighbors.
How's your holiday shopping going?
Fine. I bought the most beautiful necklace for my mother.
Let me help you with those bags.
Oops!
What's it made of?
Silver. It's from Mexico. Now I just need the present for Casey.
What does Casey want? I'd like to get her a small gift.
She likes gold jewelry.
Oh, that's a little out of my price range.
Can I give you a hand with the rest of those bags?
Thanks, Ken. Mike, I'm sure Casey would like whatever you get her. You're both the greatest.
Grammar in context. Describing objects. Pronunciation. Exercise B. Listen to the words and repeat them.
Made. Mad. Kate. Cat. Rate. Rat. Hate. Hat. Plane. Plan. Cane. Can. Main. Man.
Exercise C. Pair work. Look at the list of words as you listen again. What difference do you hear between the two words? Discuss with a partner.
Made. Mad. Kate. Cat. Rate. Rat. Hate. Hat. Plane. Plan. Cane. Can. Main. Man.
Exercise D. Listen to the new list of words. Check the word you hear.
Made. Maid. Cat. Cat. Rat. Rat. Hate. Hate. Plane. Plane. Cane. Cane. Man. Man.
Grammar in context. Talking about holidays. Listening. Exercise A. Listen. Check the things the people did on their vacation.
What did you do on your last vacation?
I visited my cousin. We went to the most interesting museums and ate the most delicious food. What about you?
We went to the mountains. We had the worst weather and the most dangerous experience. I was the most frightened when we met a bear in the woods.
That's too bad. We had the most wonderful holiday.
But we saw the most beautiful sunset. What did you do on your last vacation?
I visited my cousin. We went to the most interesting museums and ate the most delicious food. What about you?
We went to the mountains. We had the worst weather and the most dangerous experience. I was the most frightened when we met a bear in the woods.
That's too bad. We had the most wonderful holiday.
But we saw the most beautiful sunset.
Vocabulary in context. Talking about what things are made of. Practice. Exercise B. Listen to check your answers to exercise A.
1. They're blue jeans. They're made of denim. 2. It's a blouse. It's made of cotton. 3. They're gloves. They're made of wool. 4. It's a bracelet. It's made of silver. 5. It's a milk jug. It's made of plastic.
Listening in context. Exercise A. Listen to the radio announcement. Answer the questions below.
Where can you get the best gifts at the cheapest prices in town? At Big Dan's, the Bargain Man. We have the widest variety of clothing and accessories around. For children, we stock the latest toys and games. On the fifth floor, you'll find the biggest selection of gold jewelry. We also have the latest designer party wear for both men and women. Come to Big Dan's and celebrate the holidays in style. Remember, the sale ends tomorrow. Hurry, don't miss out.
Exercise B. Listen again. Fill in the blanks with the correct adjectives.
Where can you get the best gifts at the cheapest prices in town? At Big Dan's, the Bargain Man. We have the widest variety of clothing and accessories around. For children, we stock the latest toys and games. On the fifth floor, you'll find the biggest selection of gold jewelry. We also have the latest designer party wear for both men and women. Come to Big Dan's and celebrate the holidays in style. Remember, the sale ends tomorrow. Hurry, don't miss out.
Unit 6. We should take a vacation. Warm-up. Exercise B. Listen to a customer at a travel agency trying to decide on the right vacation spot. Where do you think the customer will go? What questions do you think the customer will ask?
Hello, may I help you?
Yes, I want a really exciting vacation this year. I want to go somewhere special. I read all these travel brochures last night, and now I can't decide. Where do you suggest?
Well, what do you want to do on your vacation? In Puerto Rico, you could go swimming. In Switzerland, you could climb mountains. In India, you could visit temples. In Mexico, you could see pyramids.
What about Kenya? What could I do there?
Conversation. We should visit my mother. Exercise A. Listen and practice. It's the weekend. Susan, Kevin, and Andy are rollerblading on Santa Monica Beach.
What's wrong, Susan? Are you tired?
Yes. You know, we're working too hard. We should take a vacation.
Why don't we drive to Arizona and visit the Grand Canyon? We could also take a boat ride on the Colorado River.
How far is it from Los Angeles to the Grand Canyon?
I'm not sure. I think it's about 450 miles.
By car? That's too far!
Why don't we go to Hawaii and visit my mother there? Family should be together over the holidays.
Yeah, and I can go snorkeling.
Come on, it'll be a second honeymoon for us.
Yeah, Dad, it'll be a second honeymoon.
Okay, we'll go to Hawaii.
Vocabulary in context. Asking about tourist attractions. Exercise A. Listen to the exchanges. Practice them with your partner.
How far is it to the wildlife parks?
It's about 50 miles.
How long will it take to get there?
About an hour.
How high is that mountain?
It's a volcano. It's about 2,500 meters.
How many feet is that?
It's about 8,200 feet.
How deep is the crater?
It's about 350 feet deep.
How old is this temple?
It's about 400 years old.
How long is this beach?
I'm not sure, but it's probably 10 miles long.
Pronunciation. Exercise B. Pronounce these numbers. The larger dots show where to emphasize when pronouncing numbers.
1. 123. 123. 2. 200. 200. 3. 409. 409. 4. 1,000. 1,000. 5. 2,450. 2,450. 6. 17,000. 17,000. 7. 839. 839.
Listening in context. Exercise A. Listen and decide. When will be the best time for Ken to visit his friend in Chicago next week? Explain your answer.
Hey, Ken, what are you doing?
I'm looking up the weather forecast for Chicago on the internet.
Why?
I have a friend there, and I want to visit him for a few days next week, but I hate to travel when it rains. Here we are. Well, there's a 30% chance of rain on Monday and an 80% chance of rain on Tuesday. It's going to rain all day Wednesday and Thursday, but there's a good chance of nice weather starting Friday through the weekend.
Exercise B. Listen again. Write a weather prediction for Chicago for each day in the chart below. Use could, should, and will.
Hey, Ken, what are you doing?
I'm looking up the weather forecast for Chicago on the internet.
Why?
I have a friend there, and I want to visit him for a few days next week, but I hate to travel when it rains. Here we are. Well, there's a 30% chance of rain on Monday and an 80% chance of rain on Tuesday. It's going to rain all day Wednesday and Thursday, but there's a good chance of nice weather starting Friday through the weekend.
英语课堂，欢迎你！
英语课堂，欢迎你！
听啊，讲啊。